You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. We just learned that 2015 was the hottest year on record on Earth. This top spot was previously held by the year 2014. And all of this is lending some renewed urgency to discussions around climate change and potential solutions. A lot of Americans say they want to reduce their individual carbon footprints, perhaps by installing solar panels on their homes or using public transportation or buying fuel-efficient cars. But are the consistently low gas prices affecting those intentions? I talked about this issue with Rebecca Lindland. She's a senior analyst with the automotive research company Kelley Blue Book. And I first asked her how cheap gas is impacting the auto industry.
Well, it's actually making it very challenging for the auto industry to sell the hybrid and electric vehicles that they've spent years investing in. You know, consumers have always been hesitant about more fuel-efficient technologies like hybrids and electrics. They've never been more than 4% of the market, actually. And when you look at gas prices, it's really hard for consumers to make that change from technology they're familiar with to technology they are not familiar with.
How much of an incentive is reducing your carbon footprint, all of the things we've been hearing about for years?
Kelley Blue Book does surveys, and we did one for when we were talking about the Volkswagen emissions scandal. And even there, consumers were less concerned about the impact on the environment and more concerned about the impact on the vehicle that they own. So we continue to see consumers really just not owning the problem, if you will. If it doesn't affect their wallet, they have a hard time relating to it.
How is the auto industry reacting in terms of vehicle size? We did see vehicle size go down. Subcompact cars seemed to be more popular for some time when gas was very expensive. Where are we with that?
So I had done some research a number of years ago when gas prices spiked in 2007. And from the work that I did, it looked like consumers changed their behavior for about 3 months when gas prices spiked. They would buy a smaller car, but then eventually they get used to either higher gas prices or they just go back to driving what they were driving before. So we really can't count on the consumer just organically, if you will, changing their behavior. The manufacturers have done everything that they can to get consumers the most fuel-efficient version of a vehicle they already want to buy. So we're seeing, you know, enormous popularity in compact crossover vehicles. The Buick Encore, for instance, is one of them. The Honda CR-V. They have a hatchback, but they sit a little bit higher. And so it's a nice all-around utility vehicle for many consumers.
Automakers are supposed to reach 54.5 miles per gallon by the year 2025. Where are we on that promise?
So we're actually moving along pretty well. I believe that the projected fuel economy for 2016 is in the low to mid-30s range for cars and trucks. And so we are moving along. I mean, there's certainly a lot of challenges, but the manufacturers so far have been able to meet them. What we have not seen is the consumer response. We have not seen the consumer move towards hybrid and electric vehicles. That's where the challenge really remains.
But it doesn't appear to you that the auto industry is kind of taking a break from thinking about fuel efficiency because gas is cheap right now?
Oh, no. I mean, that's just not even on the table right now. It makes it more difficult to get consumers into these types of vehicles. But keep in mind that the car industry is designed 3 and 4 years ago. And so what they're bringing out right now was on somebody's desk several years ago, if not even 5 or 6 years ago. So the current condition of gas prices really can't change what consumers launch today.
Have you seen anything on the horizon that you think will really change how we drive or how we think about cars?
Sure. You know what? When we think about the millennials, I think that we have to look at urbanization as well. There's incredible opportunities for us as the population both gets younger with millennials and older with the baby boomers, and people stay in cities longer. You know, also the shared economy in with Uber and Lyft. I think we're seeing that with, you know, GM's investment in Lyft tells us that the manufacturers are taking these things seriously. And I think that there is certainly the potential for positive change when we think about younger buyers and younger consumers.
Rebecca, thank you so much.
Megan, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be on.
Rebecca Lindland is a senior analyst with Kelley Blue Book.